You are listening to Fart Talk Radio. Please enjoy this music while we blow off some steam. Here's Hot Wheels by Twan Murder.
I see you shaking that little booty. Wanna eat you up like a bowl of Tutti Frutti's. Twan solo, love my girl tall as a Wookiee. Love it when they think of the ball. Let me see the bouncing boobies. All I wanna do. See you shake it, making that music that get you bucking naked. Bouncing, bouncing all around. Booty moving up and down. Like it when they hit the ground. Clap, clap, I love that sound. Yeah, my name Twan. Here from the dirty, dirty. The city that's known for burner burners. Twan, how you smoking? It's only 7:30. Calling it brunch. Cause I like to get fucked up early. Try to make the pan. And drop a music for all the girlies. Give me a trick to make me dumb. Saying you're so pretty. Stacked up like a rocket ship. So you know that you're dirty. Hit it from the base. You got a mile and a half. 30-30. Song the fire like a Hot Wheels track. So cute. You won't leave me like a snapback. Song the fire like a Hot Wheels track. So cute. You won't leave me like a snapback. Song the fire like a Hot Wheels track. So cute. You won't leave me like a snapback. Song the fire like a Hot Wheels track. So cute, you won't leave me like a snapback. Did you think I'd come up in here with that weak shit? Need that dope like I made a Bisquick. Keep on shaking like that, have to make your mop paycheck. Did you get the memo? Out here looking for a bad bitch, making a flip, had to dip, turned it that. I'm with the shit, loving it thick, hit them strip. All around the love my dick, lighting a stick, taking a trip. Blast them off to my ship, got the drip like I'm sick. I'm a big Jane, bitch, yeah, my name Twan. Here from the dirty, dirty, the city that's known from burning birdies. Twan, how you smoking? It's only 7:30, calling it brunch, cause I like to get fucking early. Try to make the panty drop a music for all the girlies. Give me a chick to make me dumb. Saying you're so pretty, stacked up like a rocket ship. So you know that's just dirty. Hit it from the base, you got a mile of life. Fergie, Fergie. Song the fire like a Hot Wheels track. So cute, you won't leave me like a snapback. Song the fire like a Hot Wheels track. So cute, you won't leave me like a snapback. Song the fire like a Hot Wheels track. So cute, you won't leave me like a snapback. Song the fire like a Hot Wheels track. So cute, you won't leave me like a skyback. Flipping the game of hip-hop, I see you in the tube top. I came in hip-hop.
Mental health tips. What are some other mental health? Eat things that make your colon feel good. Like if your colon doesn't feel right, then the rest of your body will just die on you. And you'll just be a living, breathing death colon. You don't want that. Unless colon farts, I've heard, are really good for the soul. I've heard that is a book somewhere. Check it out. Colon farts are good for the soul.
Welcome to Fart Talk.
With Ricky.
And Legs. Yo, what up? Welcome to Fart Talk. It's your girl Lex and it's your boy over here. Oh. Ricky's not here. I mean, are you surprised? I actually kicked him off the show. No, I'm just kidding. Ricky couldn't be here because he's a Devo. And honestly, I didn't even tell him that I was recording this episode without him. So we'll see what happens when he finds out. But I have an amazing returning guest today. She's a very good friend of mine. Please give it up for Estella the Bella.
What's up? I wish I had a loaded one. I wish I had one ready.
Dude,
ready to go.
I actually let one out when I was like doing my makeup, getting ready for this, and it was it was silent and it was deadly, but it was like it was a loud silent, you know?
Yeah. I have those. And I'm like, did I engage in anal one too many times? Should it be that breezy?
How many times is one too many?
twice. So clearly one time was one too many.
Oh my goodness. So you sound like me, just not into it.
I'm not into it. I'm not a fan. I prefer that to be an exit.
Yeah.
Rather than an entrance.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Not a fan.
Honestly, you know, I usually don't jump into this so quickly, but I feel like it's the perfect segue. I wanted to go over our vocab of the week.
Let's do it.
All right, today's fart phrase of the day is barking spider.
Ew. When I don't wax, I feel like I can call my asshole the barking spider.
You won on that one. I gotta turn my soundboard up a little bit. You know, I honestly, I really tried to write for this. I'm like, I was trying to like be more prepared with some of these fart phrases because they're getting more difficult.
They are. Even that one was hard.
Yeah, they're getting more difficult. And so like the only thing I was thinking was like, you know, have you ever been laying in your bed and you roll over and all of a sudden you see a barking spider and you just realize it was your cat's asshole?
Hey.
I tried.
Cats do not fart. I've had cats my entire life, and I know there's going to be people, you know, in your comments saying bullshit, but I've had them my entire life. Not once have I ever had one of my cats ever fart. I've never heard it. I've never smelt it. Nothing. And cats frequently put their assholes in your face.
Yeah, they do. Like, they're definitely releasing some sort of pheromone, but like we don't smell it.
No. No. You know? They don't fucking fart. I don't care who says they do. They don't.
I feel like when we had this discussion before on previous episodes that there was only a couple dudes that were like, nah, cats don't fart. I feel like
they're just blaming it on their cats.
Because they don't have a dog.
Yeah. That's what I think is happening. I think these people are just not owning their farts. They're not comfortable with it.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. So tell me what's up. Have you been gassy lately?
I've actually been extremely gassy lately. I've changed my diet recently. I have oatmeal every morning with flax seeds and protein powder.
Oh
yeah, and then
I saw on your IG that you made this like special like drink.
Yeah, well, okay, so that doesn't actually make me gassy. That's, I drink Athletic Greens every morning. That's like my multivitamin. That's how I get my greens, my mushroom complex, my probiotics, like all the good stuff. Every morning I have Athletic Greens, but now because a bitch is getting thick, I have to like change it up, right? And so every morning I'm having oatmeal with flax seeds and protein powder, and that gets me started for the day. That starts to, you know, the stomach starts to look slightly pregnant, you know, because they're loading, they're uploading, they're ready, they're getting lined up just to start come out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I really, really nail that one in with lunch, which has been rice with black beans and a little bit of ground turkey, cilantro,
turkey farts,
and homemade cafe yum sauce, which is a lot of garbanzo beans.
First of all, okay, for those of you that don't know what Cafe Yum is, it's this like, it's like the original hippie cafe in the Pacific Northwest. Like every like Real Food Daily in LA, like that was, you know, that's the new kid on the block. Like Cafe Yum is the old school hippie vegan friendly vegetarian joint in the Pacific Northwest. And they make this amazing sauce called yum sauce. You can put it on anything.
Super good.
And have you had someone do a taste test yet?
I've done a taste test. My kids have done taste tests. It tastes exactly like it. I like, I don't know how I got it off the internet. Some lady made it, right? And hats off to people who can like taste something and then try to figure out the recipe. You know, like,
yeah.
Thank you for you. You guys exist in this world. So it's avocado oil, garbanzo beans, coconut milk, almonds, cilantro, oregano, curry powder, nutritional yeast, salt.
Secret ingredient, nutritional yeast.
And cilantro, yeah. It's so good. And it tastes exactly like it. I just make it like a tub of it and we use it for the week. But it is made with things like garbanzo beans on and top spices. Of the beans that I eat. Yeah, curry powder.
Spicy farts.
Fuck me
seasoned
up.
Farts. Like seventh wonders of the world farts.
Like, thank God I'm single farts. You know, like you don't want this. You're not ready for this chili.
I'm sure there's plenty of our viewers right now that are ready for your chili, Estella.
No. So, okay. So on my other podcast that I do with my cousin called Bitch Guess What? We saw this thing, and I don't know if you saw it. I posted it on my page, but Meghan Trainor was being interviewed, and it was a clip from The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Mm-hmm. And apparently she had two toilets installed in their bathroom so her and her husband can shit together.
Like, and side by side.
Said, yeah, and she said that they shit together twice and they pee together all the time. And then it cut to Trevor Noah and he's all, white people. It's so funny, but I was like, I honestly don't think I could ever do that.
Like, take a shit next to your man?
No. I don't
yeah,
even want
I couldn't.
Him in the same room. I don't want him in my bedroom while I'm in my bathroom shitting.
Yeah, I can't.
So.
I'll fart. I fart in front of my man all the time, but I cannot. I'm like, no.
My ex, like, I think, you know that meme where that guy is sitting on a cliff and he's like, women fart? Like, he had just found out, like, women fart, and he's, like, sitting there, like, sad, like, on the cliff, like, because it's over, because now he's learned that women fart and poop. You've never seen it. I'll have to send it to you. It's okay. Funny. It's like dudes when they find out women fart and poop.
Oh, okay. Like, I've seen hilarious. Some sketches like that before, yeah.
So that was my ex. Like, I could not fart in front of him. We were together for 5 years.
Yeah.
And that's how weird he was about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He was like, not
with
it.
He was just like, lady, like, girls don't fart. Like, I was like, uh-huh. No, we don't.
Awesome.
Not ever.
I don't think I've ever, like, not owned a fart. I've had a lot of farts blamed on me that were not mine, like, amongst my family and friends, but because I'm the farter. But I've never, like, farted and been like, that wasn't, if, like, someone asked if it was me, I would have been like, I wouldn't have lied, you know?
Yeah.
I've definitely hit a fart and, like, not told anybody, but I'm just saying, if there was five of us and I farted and you looked at me, Estella, and said, Lexi, did you fart? I'd be like, you know, I'd laugh.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't me, I'd be like, no. They'd be like, oh, you're smiling. You did it.
I would fart and then be like, to my kids, I'd be like, Gavin or Abby. And they're like, mom, it was you. I'm like, no, moms don't fart. And they get all like, it was you.
I used to blame my farts on my daughter when she couldn't speak for herself yet.
Oh, for sure. You're like, dang, what did I feed this girl?
I know. Sorry. She's like, Gavin.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I've been really gassy lately. So I, you know, had a visit up to the Pacific Northwest and, I was really, really gassy there. And I don't know if it's because, like, I did this, like, didn't eat meat for like almost 3 months. I go on and off with, like, And it's not like, oh, like, yeah, it's not like, oh, like I'm, you know, I love animals, but it's not like, oh, you know, I can't stand. It's like when you've been programmed to eat something for so long, it's hard to, you know, stay off of it for a really long time. But there's just times where like, I just don't want it. And then, you know, one day I might be like, oh, kind of sounds good. And then like, I'll get on this kick where I start eating it more often. Yeah. So my farts have been like, ooh, like I don't even want to smell them.
Your system's like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's all this animal shit.
I was not ready.
Yeah. But if you think about it, like if you're not to be like depressing about killing the animals, but like you're eating something that's dead. So your farts are going to smell like death, you know?
Yeah. When I was vegan for actually probably close to 3 years. And then I got really sick and then I had to gain weight because I lost a shit ton of weight while being vegan. It's just like something that naturally happens. Your body starts to clean itself out. Embarrassing story, side note, I was working at Fred Meyer. It's another, it's like, that's not embarrassing. What's embarrassing was that
it's the same as Kroger, right?
Yeah.
Fred Meyer. Yeah.
It's like Ralph's.
So
So I was working and it was the first 3 weeks of veganism. You know, that's when your body's cleaning out, like it's cleaning up shop, everything. I picked up this heavy ass container. And I don't know what the fuck's going on with the muscle tone down there, but it seemed to not do its fucking job. And literally water came out of my asshole. At work. At work. I was mortified.
Drip, drip, drip.
Because it's clear liquid, but it smelled like shit. It was terrible. And I was like, okay, I gotta go home. And when you try to explain that to your supervisor, you're like even more humiliated. And it's like working at the grocery store is like working at a bar or a restaurant. Like everybody's gonna know your business once you tell one person. Like there's no secrets, you know? So that happened. But so I lost a lot of weight. I lost like 15 pounds in 3 weeks, like a lot of weight. And then I had gotten sick and I started like incorporating poultry back into my diet because I needed to gain weight because I was down to like 115 pounds. Like I was tiny. And then I started doing that too because I was going to be going to Colombia with a guy that I hadn't like spent time with. And you know, you're traveling together. That's 10 days together. Like you can't.
And you guys have never had like an overnight thing before.
No,
never. Oh, I've made that mistake before.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why I started to prep my system by eating meats and things that you don't know what you're going to have access to food wise in another country.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to say that that's very real. You got your system has to get used to those kinds of foods again.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And then it's like, you know, you go back to doing the non-meat thing, doing a vegetarian, vegan thing, and then your body's getting used to all the fiber and the proper nutrition. And then your body's, you know, eliminating everything. So you're gassy. And then when you're eating clean, then you have no gas. When we were doing this show, I mean, we've been doing it for a year now. Like back in January when I was trying to do the 75 hard challenge, I was eating like super clean and like my snack was like popcorn with coconut oil. Like, I could not fart.
Yeah.
And I was like, how am I going to keep this Patreon page alive if I cannot fart on here? You know?
Right.
By the way, if you're watching this and you like fart videos, please subscribe to my Patreon. There is a lot of bonus content on my Patreon. The link is patreon.com/farttalk. Yeah, baby. But yeah, so like, and lately I've been having a hard time getting like audible farts. Like I've been farting up a storm, but like not
both
farts
FBDs.
That. Yeah. And so like I haven't been posting as often on my Patreon, and some of the guys that have been with me long term are like falling off, which is fine. Whatever. I always, you know, like everyone that comes on, even if it's for a month, I completely support you guys. It's awesome because it helps me run my show and not have to come out of pocket. And you know, you guys are the ones that like the content. So I love all of you. But
best.
So yeah, I'm like trying to, like every time I feel a fart coming, I'm like, where's my phone? You know, because I have to try to catch every fart and try to get one that's like pow, you know?
Yeah, for sure. You never know. What if you're like in public? Do you just whip it out and record a fart in public? Or do you just
chalk that one up
to a loss?
I check that up to a loss because I just like, even though I have a show called Fart Talk, like I'm just not at the level where I want to be like proudly farting in public.
You're not going to be at the restaurant like, hold on, pull your phone out and record you like farting right there. You like lift the leg.
Like I'll make a ton of sketches like that, but you know. I am a professional. I'm a professional businesswoman, and I have to hold up to some level of caliber.
Right. Makes sense.
So, I mean, I'm just now getting more comfortable with like telling people that I know from business about like, you know, my passion projects, you know?
Oh, I totally know what you mean. You know what's crazy though is me having my podcast, like, ultimately is what got me my job that I'm doing now, my new job. Can you believe that? I was worried because of the foot thing, you know, because it's such a like, you know, it's still like it's getting more and more mainstream and more accepted, but it's still not at the same time. And I was like, fuck, they're going to see. They wanted to see
I remember you. I remember you talking about this.
Like, there goes this job. But I got it. So it was like, okay, cool. Like, it's good to be able to be yourself and do your thing without worrying of like any kind of consequences, retaliate. You know what I mean? Like, like the professional setting.
Yeah, definitely. For me, I'm kind of going through the same thing right now because I'm trying to – I've been in transition for about – not a sexual transition, but I've been in a career transition for a little over a year now. My goal was to work remotely first, and then now I want to try to work full-time creatively. So I'm in the process of rebranding myself on my resume because like I've been doing this stuff since I was like 19. Like I went to school for graphic design and digital arts and did radio when I was in college, and so like I've been doing this for a long time, and it's just I've only been doing the podcast, my other podcast, for like 3 years or whatever. So so you know, I'm seeing that these people are getting paid so much money to like do what I do every day.
Right.
And I'm like, why have I not like, you know, applied for that? And it's like, I've been having like this imposter syndrome or whatever. So through like interviewing this lady, like she just kind of like totally like lifted me up and helped me kind of identify myself. And I was showing her all my podcast stuff, and she's like, this is your portfolio, like make this your portfolio. And I started applying to like social media specialists, like positions and content creator positions. And like, I'm finally, you know, I never got answers, replies back to that like 6 months ago. But now that I actually like have that mindset that I can do it, like I'm getting interviews now, you know?
Yeah, totally. That's exactly how I feel because, you know, being like a producer of a podcast, right? There's so many different elements to it. And when you're a small podcast, like we are, like you do it all. So you are your marketing director, you are doing your social media, all your stuff like that, plus all your business sides, plus the creative piece, you know, coming up with your topics or your content and putting that on there and designing your things and creating your like all those.
It's literally a business. Yeah,
it is. And it sucked that literally up until right now, I wasn't able to put that on my resume for fear of not, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I didn't go to college for this. Why would I put that on my resume? Even though I fucking do it for the last, you know, forever now. And like, seems like forever's only been a year and something, but like to build a channel from nothing to what we had it, you know, like,
yeah,
that's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
why am I not, why don't I believe in myself enough? Like your post today, like I saw your shit. I posted it, right? By the way, I forgot to tag you.
Yeah.
I posted it.
I'll tell them real quick what I posted, if I can remember exactly how I worded it.
I got you right now.
You got it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was something guys. That came in my head, and I had to say
it's pretty good. It's pretty profound. says, I don't know who needs to hear this, but some of you are doing the work but not believing in yourself. Some of you believe in yourself but aren't doing the work. You have to do both to create the life you deserve. It's a practice. Keep going. That's that shit. That's true.
I said that shit.
She said that shit. You got a lot of 100s for that too.
Replies. Yeah, I did. Not yeah, even man.
From me posting it.
Yeah. I've been, life's been crazy. Life's been crazy. And, you know, I've really enjoyed doing this show because like everyone gets a kick out of it. Even people that never listened to it. Like I had this comedy show last night and my friend was hosting it and she, you know, talked about my, you know, my podcast before she mm-hmm. brought me out. She's like, she has a podcast called Fart Talk. And everyone's like, yeah. You know, and it's
none
like,
none of us are mature enough for this shit.
Yeah. None of us are. And so like, you know, I remember like about a year ago, like someone, no, maybe not a year ago, maybe like 8 months ago. I've had a couple people actually ask me on the show, like, you know, so like, you're going to be the fart girl now, you know, like, are you okay with that? You know? And like the way that she said it, or he said it, whoever said it to me, it was just kind of like, oh, like, yeah, there are people that are going to like look down on me or shake their head at me right. because I'm doing this immature podcast or whatever. Yeah. But, you know, like I care about the people that are going to laugh at that because
oh, for sure.
I'm in touch with my inner child. There are some people that are repulsed by farts and they think it's so disgusting and foul and profane, but like the people that are still in touch with like their inner like child and like, you know, that can be a kid, like those are the people I want to fuck with, you know?
Yeah. 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 I mean, that's exactly what it is. Like, why would we even make space, time, energy for anything that isn't lining up with us? Like, okay, you can hate it all you want over there.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this over here. Yeah. Go
that way. I'll never forget. Okay. So for those of you listening that, you know, this is the first time you've seen Estella, she has a podcast called Sidefriend Chronicles Pod. And, they started doing like kind of this feet stuff as a joke. And then it got kind of exposed in the feet fetish community. And then their page started blowing up. So Estella had a foot cam where she would have a camera on her feet. And she would be like doing like foot play. Split like team. First she has her right. And then she like slowly presses the shoe off the back of her heel and lets angle for a while and teases them like that, and then she slowly takes off her socks. It's like it's a foot striptease. It's crazy. And they blew up. I remember they were like 800 followers, and then the next time I checked they're at like 1800, and now like they're over 3000. It's you know, it's crazy, and all for like, you know, entertaining that community. And they mm-hmm. had a reporting from that community too. So yeah, I remember the day on your foot cam, you had the marquee in the back, that little marquee board with the mm-hmm. words. And yeah. It said, hi, haters, right?
Yeah. 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 Well, okay. So what had happened was there was this guy messaging me on Instagram who said, hey, there's this podcast that was talking shit about you and me specifically. And he sent me the link and I was like, what the fuck? So I checked it out. And it was this podcast who is like, it was barely brand new. So they showed me this like early this year and they had just started theirs like maybe November of last year. Mm-hmm. And we had already been doing our thing for, you know, 6-7 months already. Mm-hmm. And they're just talking shit about me because of the fact that I had a camera on my feet, but our podcast wasn't about foot fetishes. And mm-hmm. like, I feel like there's only so much things you can say about it.
Yeah.
So you have the camera that's just doing its thing. Like you can watch the feet, you can watch the thing and enjoy whatever the fuck we're talking about, period. You know, it doesn't have to be, it wasn't created to be specifically a conversation only about foot fetishes and, you know,
and well, so that would be like someone saying, like, let's say you had an artistic podcast and you only filmed people's hands while they were speaking, or they only did like a mid shot, right? When it's like nose down to the chest and you see the hand movements, like that mm-hmm. sort of angle, right? Let's say you decided to do an artistic podcast like that. And then someone in the hand fetish community was like, you can't have a camera on your hands. This isn't a hand fetish podcast. Yeah. Like that's how stupid that is.
It is. And so she was just talking shit. She did say I have nice feet, but that was the only thing she said nice. She was literally talking shit about me. And so I talked about it. I was like, fuck this, dude. Like, because they were trying to do a foot cam podcast She's like, oh, they're just getting all these views. Maybe we should do a foot cam. And so then they did do a foot cam, but it didn't pan out for them because we're almost a year later and they still only have like 150 subscribers or some shit. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I was just like, that's karma. Karma's only a bitch if you are. Okay.
Well, also, you gotta like look at it, you know, when people are doing stuff that the only motivation is money, you know, mm-hmm. not a lot of people are successful, you know, right. with that. So,
and that wasn't our goal at all. It just mm-hmm. was the first show out there that offered that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody else had a foot cam at all. Like, nobody did. If there was a foot fetish podcast, it was maybe two chicks on a couch barefoot talking, but mm-hmm. from that distance, it wasn't like specifically a camera on your feet doing the things that I did. And so I'm proud to have trailblazed that with Jimmy. But I definitely needed to chill off that just because the attention that came with it, of how fast it grew, like you said, but like the some of the members of that community are very entitled and very rude and very disrespectful, and that's just not something I'm willing to tolerate for views, likes, or anything like that. So
yeah, you know, I would say, as far as like, I've met a lot of people, you know, in my previous lines of work with lots of different fetishes. And I will say that I feel like every single person I knew that ever had a foot fetish was very dominant.
Mm-hmm.
Like very dominant, like almost like a dominant, like, you know, like a dom and a dom sub relationship type dominant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some of them are subs, like they like want me to talk like them to them, like they're trash and small penis humiliation. Like literally there's a guy who's on our podcast who watches the lives and is in the chat and he wants to pay me to tell him his dick is small, like on the live.
On the show.
On the live. Call him out by name. Tell him he has a small dick. Tell him.
Hey, thanks for watching Inside Friend Chronicles. By the way, Doug, your dick is small. Bye. Exactly. See you next week.
Exactly. And he wants me to point my toes when I do it. And so, I mean, I didn't turn down the money for sure.
Girl, get it. Get
girl, you should listen. It's there. I'll be like, Courtney, you have a short dick. And like makes him gets all wet. God's
giving you a blessing. You got to take it.
You have to. My kids want dinner every night. Damn it.
The wow. opportunity has presented itself. Oh my right? God, that is hilarious. Yeah, it's I totally understand, like, you know, not being able to handle it. I've only had a couple viewers get a little out of hand. My worst experiences are people that find me on TikTok. Those are my worst experiences. I had posted something. I posted a lot of fake fart videos for a while, and like I wasn't trying to hide the fact that they're fake, like they're right. clearly fake.
I remember you saying shit like, I'm just yeah. not comfortable doing it yet, guys, like,
yeah, chill. And then yeah. you know, and then I've gotten more comfortable doing it, so if I can catch something, you know, like I farted on the live one time.
Yeah.
And so I posted a clip of that, and everyone was saying that it was fake because my face was off the camera and I was making it with my mouth. But the microphone's right here.
Not
and this
here.
Is where my ass was, not yeah. over here, you know? Right. And so, yeah, I had some guy like he probably wasn't harassing me, but he was probably just trying to like rub it in or ruffle my feathers or whatever. But I had a couple people that were like trying to ruffle my feathers about, well, whatever makes you feel better. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like I said earlier, like I'll own my farts. And mm-hmm. you know, like if I, you know, like I'm not gonna deny when I fart,
right?
And I'm not gonna own a fart that's not mine. I didn't create mm-hmm. that. I'm an artist. Farts are art, you guys. Farts that's are why, art.
There's no art. There's no fart without art.
Exactly. So if I make a fake fart noise, I'm gonna own up to it because yeah. that is not the true art of a fart. Mm-hmm. And if I make a beautiful fart, damn right, I'm going to own that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, yep. come on. Like, I ain't got the time to be lying about nothing, let alone a fart.
Yep.
Rant over.
People are wild. Trolls are funny. I'm like trolls this one troll funny. Who's been trolling me literally since we started it. And he's like, he even went on Jimmy's new podcast just to tell me that they're good without me because he's mad that nobody ever smells my feet. He's all, the other girl let him smell. I'm like, yeah, that's his wife. And yeah. we live in different cities. Yeah. And if we did live in the same city, it would be completely inappropriate for him to yeah. smell my feet. He's yeah. married. Oh my God. Fuck off, bro.
Do you have any like viewers or subscribers that would like stick up for you when the trolls would
Yes.
Oh my God, are they the best?
They're the fucking best. And they're like who I keep going for.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yes. You get me. You
I've
get
literally
life.
Had them defend me even against Jimmy.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. if he was like being disrespectful or weird, they're like coming for him too.
Coming. Oh my goodness. Well, this I has been it. So much fun. We have to do it this again. We
definitely do.
I think like so I mean Ricky's obviously still my co-host, but I'm thinking of like, you know, having people like you that are just like fun to talk to and open-minded about the subject and other subjects to like just come on more regularly because yeah. You know, our fans tell us who they like, so
down let us know guys, in the comments.
Yeah, let us know in the
you
comments
want me back. If you yeah. want me back, holler.
Yeah,
your girl and, will be there.
And if I'll you like to fart, look at Peter's here. Hi, buddy. Give me a kiss.
Hi, Peter.
Oh, you're so sweet.
I love
he's
it.
He's never popped up in one of my shows before. This is his
he
first
senses
time.
That I'm a cat person.
Yeah. You want to say
my monstrosity is laying down over there on my bed.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna wake him up. He's a terror.
He's amazing.
He's a terrorist.
He's amazing. He's, oh my god.
He's funny. But he's also not funny at the same time. I don't have a phone charger anymore in my house.
Yeah,
he's been on a cord kick. He's been on a cord kick.
That's a bad boy. Are you
a
good
boy? It is a bad boy.
Are you a good boy?
This, look, my brick wall that I had laid professionally, he took off my push pins. So that doesn't stay up anymore.
Say hi, Pete.
Fuckhead. Hi, Pete. Kitty. Hi, little guy. Fluffy.
This podcast is turning into cat FaceTime. All right,
and
you guys.
And gingers. Well, you can't really tell my hair is red here, but it is.
Yeah. Oh, it looks amazing.
I'm a ginger.
Well, make sure you guys follow Estella the Bella on IG. And check her out on Side Friend Chronicles Pod. I got to figure out how to tag you on YouTube now that I can tag people.
Yes, you could tag both podcasts.
Okay, you're going to have to show me how to do it.
Yes, just and my other IG handle. I think so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I should call this episode like Podcasting Farts 101.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen up, students.
Well, thanks again for coming on. I love
of
you so
course,
much.
Of course. Love and you too.
Please come back. All right, you guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.